Hello everyone, welcome to Ready, Set, Talk Nerdy to Me. This is your host, Nerdy So Lucky, coming with the podcast for this week. This is a new one, entirely new one, starting off fresh. I went over some ideas and this is the name that I came up with. You know, mainly this podcast is going to be talking about games, of course, some anime, some Marvel comic book films, that kind of stuff. So to kick right into it, I hope everybody is having a nice week. You know, whether you celebrate Easter or not, be safe out there this weekend coming up. First thing first, kicking into some anime. Last week was the finale of Dragon Ball Super. It was a very, very fun series. Started out okay, Metacore at most, and then later on, into the Tournament of Power, it got interesting. I love how they finished the series off. If you have not seen it, be prepared. Spoiler alert. Goku and Frieza tag team, which is surreal. Like, I did not see that coming. I don't think anyone seen that coming from a mile away. It was shocking. And then at the end of the tournament, Goku, Frieza, and Jiren get eliminated. And Android 17 is the one that survives, and I was so happy that they wrote the ending, because I am not the biggest Dragon Ball fan. I haven't been for a while, ever since I started watching other anime, because it's Dragon Ball Z, it's Dragon Ball Super. You know, I consider it like an American anime. Like, everyone in America knows what Dragon Ball is, and people, let's say they love anime, really don't venture into other genres and watch other anime. So, with that being said, Akira, he definitely finished off on a strong note. Definitely gave something that the fans didn't even see coming. And if you say that you've seen Android 17 winning, yeah, you're full of BS. Because no one's seen that coming. Like I said, finished off very strong. I loved it. I loved the fight. The fighting was top notch, just like the past movies. Very good. I guess with that, you know, moving forward, you know, it's also a movie coming out sometime this year. I'm hearing in the middle of December, which is, it's going to be telling like the background of the Saiyans, and probably detailing the first ever Super Saiyan God. Which that's going to be pretty interesting, because as Goku stated to Vegeta in the last Dragon Ball Super episode, he can't use Ultra Instinct anymore. So that'd be kind of interesting to see where he's going to get his power from. Like, where is this going to come down to? I mean, the guy has to be like super strong, because I don't know how you can make someone stronger than Jiren. Like, at this point, I think it's just impossible. So, we'll just wait and see. Also, it's a new mobile game coming out with Dragon Ball. Original story, original character. It looks pretty sweet. Looks similar to like something like, looks like graphics similar to like Budokai. Looks very similar. A lot of action. It's a card-based game, so that's supposed to be kicking off, I think, in July. Right now, if you go to, I think Namco Bandai tweeted it out. I mean, you could just Google it, Dragon Ball, I don't know, Dragon Ball new mobile game. You could sign up for it to be like, I guess a beta is getting released too before that. Also, let me see what else dropped. Oh, Far Cry 5 dropped this week. Moving on to gaming. Man, this game here is like really interesting. I love everything about this game. Actually, matter of fact, as I'm recording this episode, talking to you lovely people, I'm playing it right now, actually. It's a very good game. I love the graphics on here, the story with the cult, and just a little bit of a, a little bit of info. You go against somebody, go against this guy and his followers, the guy's named Father. The cult, oh man, it's pretty interesting. The lieutenants is pretty creepy. The story You know, if you've ever got into cults, and you know, which I did because, you know, art history and everything like that. Man, people with cults, man, even in America, it's been kind of crazy. So the game is kind of creepy. It's really good though. Really good story so far. I'm liking it. You can create your own character, which is a first for the Far Cry series. I'm really loving the guns for hire, the fangs for hire. I think that's a huge plus and very welcome to the series. The map is very huge, so I don't know if you guys like open world games. Definitely check that out. I love everything about this game. Like, it's in America, so you really feel like, like you're fighting for something. Like, I feel like a deeper connection on this game than anything else, to be honest with you. Guys, definitely check that out. I mean, it's definitely a rent. I would definitely rent this game. Oh gosh, what is going on? Okay, like I said, I'm playing Far Cry 5 right now, so I don't know what's going on. Definitely check the game out. Like I said, it's really good. Let me see. Next month is God of War. God of War is dropping. Before I get into the stuff about God of War, also that dropped this week was the Destiny 2 Go Fast update, and I really can't speak on the game because I don't play it anymore. I have no interest or desire to even play Destiny anymore. That's just my take on it. It hurts me to say that because I met so many good friends through that game. The game, man, I don't know. It built so many friendships. Like, that series, the franchise could have been so much more. And everything that made the game fun with the add-ons, with King's Fall and PvP, they took it out. And I don't know why. I don't know why would you do that. I mean, I don't know why would you do the opposite of what sold the game and what brought people back the first time around. So I don't know. This baffles me. As far as moving next with their franchise, don't get me wrong. I am not one of those people that goes on my Twitter and tweet about Destiny 2 constantly. Like, that's not one thing I do. Like, can't stand people that do that. So, guys, like I said. I would like to see them actually do something that actually brings me back to the game. Like, I would actually love to re-download the game on my PS4 and hop back into it. But as of right now, in the direction of the game is going, I think it's a no-go for me at this time. But kudos to everybody else that's giving it a shot and that's playing it and that's having faith in the developers. Like, you guys are the real fans out there. Thank you for continuing to support Bungie, even though they have, done some questionable moves and haven't handled this like they should, in my opinion. A lot of people say that, like you can't trust them as the developers. So I don't know. Different opinions. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes the wrong moves that they think will help the fan base and help improve the game. And so they end up doing the opposite. So hopefully they can find the right thing to do, the right path to move along and to get, to bring back everyone. I miss playing with all my guardians. So I don't know, Bungie, okay, I'm rooting for you guys. I hope you guys actually, find that sweet spot and, continue to work on that 10-year promise like you told us guys 4 years ago. So best of luck to you guys moving forward with that. Now moving on to God of War. God of War has gone gold, which means that yes, it will drop next month on the 20th, April 20th of this year. That means no more dates move back. You'll definitely see a new Kratos adventure, which I'm very excited to see. The combat system looks extraordinary. If you've played Dark Souls, or even Rise, Son of Rome on Xbox, which was a very good title. It just, I don't know, the marketing just wasn't done right for that game, in my opinion. That's what the combat reminds me of. One gameplay they shown was Kratos. Apologize. One clip that I seen was Kratos wielding his axe, and he threw the axe, and it stayed in the enemy while he fought another enemy. And man, I thought that was pretty cool. And he called the axe back to him whenever he wanted to. So, man, I think that's really going to be nice. It's going to be really different. Not playing with his usual, his chain swords. That's what I just call them, because they call different names based on who gives it to them. Change the chaos, change the blades, all that other stuff. But it's going to be really different to see it. The environment, the gameplay, the graphics look breathtaking. Like, oh my gosh. Before that, I thought Uncharted 4 had the best graphics. And then came along Horizon Zero Dawn. I was like, oh my gosh, Horizon Zero Dawn has the best graphics. And then I seen God of War last week, and I said, oh my gosh, like, this is going to blow people away. So, guys, be prepared for that, especially if you have a PS4 Pro with a 4K monitor or television or Ultra HD. Man, it's gonna blow your mind if you haven't even kept up with God of War. Right now, I'm doing a lot of single-player games because with my time and watching my kids and working constantly, I just don't have time to do multiplayer. I think the only multiplayer game I do is Fortnite. And Lord knows that's a headache. I cannot come in the first place for nothing. So, excuse me, if you guys have any tips about how to come in first place, please shoot me a message on Twitter at NerdySoLucky. I would greatly appreciate it. Almost won the other day, but we came in third place. So, that's that. Like I said, this is the first podcast. It was a quiet week for gaming. Next week, mainly anime topics. Getting ready for the spring anime rollout. I have a huge list. Have some great things coming your way. You have Tokyo Ghoul dropping third season. That's going to be crazy. My Hero Academia season 3. That's dropping. I cannot wait to see it. A lot of people recommended that show to me, and I fell in love with it. Man, if you haven't seen it, I recommend everybody watching that show, especially if you love a lot of action. And some other good titles. We'll have that for you. One thing I want to touch base on is... So it was an incident that happened a couple of days ago, and a lot of you people probably heard it by now. And it was with Ninja, involving him playing Fortnite, which he always doing. And he was rapping a song by Logic, 44 More is the song, just in case you want to look up the lyrics yourself. And he dropped the N-word, and a lot of people was not happy with that. I know a lot of people have been debating on this, but I want to give my opinion on it. And first off, I want to say, I watched the dude's streams. I love his clips. I love his energy. I love his personality. I love what he brings to Twitch, and I love the community that he has built. With that being said, me being a black man, I really do not think the guy meant any ill will. And that's just me. That's just my honest opinion. Like, he was hype. If you ever watched one of Ninja's screams before, you know, you can tell he's hype. You know, he likes to get into the game. He's goofy. He interacts with his community. Like, he's on top of this stuff. Like, he's worked really hard for this. And, you know, and the word isn't in the song. It's not. But a lot of people saying, so if the word is not in the song, then why did he even get tossed around in the first place? Who knows? But man, like, seeing the interview that he did on CNBC last week, the guy is very humble, and I do not think he's a racist. Like, he does not come off as racist to me, and he did not, like the other streamers in the past, what's that guy's name? Pew Pew D. Whatever the hell his name is. It's a stupid ass name. It's just me. When he was playing PUBG, he said, "You effing, you know, N word." That's what he said. F U N word, you know. And, you know, that was direct to someone. I think that is different because, you know, at that point, you're choosing something that's very off, you know, offensive and disrespectful to one race, and you're actually using that as in a hurtful response versus someone that's rapping and, you know, they say the word. You know, that's just me. Even if the word is not in the song, like I said, I honestly think Ninja meant no ill will. I wish people stop making a big deal out of it, because it makes no sense that most of you people was just praising this guy and you was in his screen because he had Drake in there. And then as soon as he drops the N-word, oh, you know, he's racist, you know. But also, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Like, I'm probably not surprised by it, because this sort of thing happens all the time with popular screamers. Like, something slips out, you know, it's controversial, and, you know, it gets taken the wrong way. And I just think in this day and age, it's 2018. I think a lot, you know, I think we've become too sensitive as a people, you know, as everyone. I'm speaking from every race. Like, we take stuff too sensitive, and it's like we've forgotten how to have fun. Like I said, this guy was hype. He was trying to rap fast, and I know what part he was rapping, and I've listened to the song probably like 3 times, and I didn't hear the word in there. So, like I said, man, like, I mean, he's a cool guy. I mean, and much respect to him. Like, I have nothing but love for the guy. That's just me. Like, you know, brother, if someone like passes this podcast to you, and man, like, I've been following you for a minute, and you know, I've been liking your videos. Keep doing what you do, man. It was a mistake, dude. Learn from it. Nothing but respect for you. I love what you do with the charities, and keep doing what you do, man. Much love to you. You know, keep doing your thing, man. No, just learn from it, man. Don't beat yourself up. So, you know, I mean, real fans still love you. You know what I'm saying? I still love you, dude. So, keep doing what you do, man. Like I said, moving forward, let me see. The other thing that I want to say is I don't know, not Destiny, but The Division is getting a huge update from Xbox One X, visual update, so can't wait to see what that's looking like. So also was a link that I seen earlier today, not too long ago, that I guess if you just keep playing, if you play Division 1 up until, I don't know, Division 2 drop, there's supposed to be another whole bunch of stuff that you could take to Division 2, which isn't no surprise, you know. Destiny did it, so I don't expect any different from Ubisoft. But I will say Ubisoft is killing it right now. with the Far Cry 5 and the Division 1.81 is launching, along with I just picked up Assassin's Creed Origins, so I'm happy about that. I heard that the DLC was nice, so I definitely can't wait for that. So Ubisoft is probably like is my favorite developer at this point. Like, man, they are killing it, killing the gaming industry right now. Besides Nintendo, now Nintendo, ugh, I don't even want to go into that. Nintendo is, man, I can't wait for Smash Switch to come out. I can't wait for more details to come out about the Pokemon Switch game, which is in development. I know a source close to the gaming project and said that yes, it is coming. They're working on a project. Expect more of that coming E3, whether probably E3 or before, whether they do another Nintendo Direct or they do their usual Treehouse E3 presentation. So, but me, I'm expecting Treehouse E3 presentation for Pokemon. That's just me. That's just my opinion. But guys, that is it for this podcast. Since I'm a solo host, like I don't want to do these long podcasts. I want to keep it short. I want to keep it brief. I want to try to make it as fun as possible. Like it's 4:26 a.m. Eastern where I'm at. I just got off of work not too long ago. I cleaned up the house a little bit, and I was like, boom, let me record and get this out, and try to get this episode out for you guys. Like I said, check out Far Cry 5. Rent it if you're still on the fence about it, but you will not be disappointed. Like I said, Destiny 2, hope they can find that sweet spot for the game to bring everyone back, including myself. But the Go Fast update, I'm hearing mixed reviews about it. So most people say it's fun, it's the step in the right direction. Everybody said, boom, nothing changed. So, like I said, I haven't played it, so I really can't give a real solid opinion on it. So, like I said, don't forget, God of War drops next month, April 20th. And with that being said, guys, enjoy your weekend. Have a safe Easter holiday. If you're going to church, be safe out there. I know it can get kind of crazy. Like I have children of my own. We're doing our thing. I'm taking the kids Easter hunt, and then after that, boom, I gotta go to work and probably work on the next podcast. So, with that being said, peace to all you lovely people. Much love and respect to all the gamers, guys, girls, geeks, nerds, whatever you may be, anime fanatics. Much love to you guys. Keep doing your thing. Stay positive and peace. Catch you next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.